Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen to the show live, or you can call and press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air for your comments or opinions on today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see there are other people joining the show right now, and thank you, guys, for tuning in. Today's weather right now is 70 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 85 today. So we're going to be pretty mild on the first day of summer. But tomorrow we're looking at 90 as a high tomorrow, Wednesday, looking at a high of 93, Thursday, a high of 94. So there's going to be some pretty warm days to come over the next few days. Again, today is the first day of summer, and it's going to feel like it tomorrow, right? Today is going to be pretty mild, but tomorrow we'll be in the 90s. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is heliolatry. Heliolatry is a noun, and it means sun worship. Worshiping the sun is heliolatry, H-E-L-I-O-L-A-T-R-Y, heliolatry. Heliolatry is sun, like the sun in the sky, worship. Son worship. Not son, a son of somebody. Somebody had a son, but the sun in the sky. Sun worship, right? Heliolatry. That's it. Today's word of the day. Okay, so let's dive right into today's show. Okay? Today's episode is entitled, Is the NBA Rigged? Question to you guys, the audience. Is the NBA rigged? And then a little bit later, I hope you guys have your pens and paper ready. We're going to talk a little bit about how to get out of debt within 2 years. You know, if you are in debt and you want to get out, I have a way for you to get out of debt in 2 years. Okay? And so, is going back to the NBA. Now, I'm sure you guys watched the game on yesterday. It's a pretty big game. I'm sure they got really, really high ratings on yesterday. So, I'm sure the NBA made a lot of money. There were a lot of people. I think Vegas had the most bets on a seventh game NBA series in the history of the NBA. I think LA is, Las Vegas is happy campers this morning. And I'm sure that some of you guys are happy campers this morning if you were with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay? Now, I'll give that championship to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that was a hell of a game yesterday. I really enjoyed it. I think it was there wasn't any, you know, really bad calls in the game. I think there were some missed calls in the game, but they were running. Overall, I think it was a great game. Now, the previous games, the previous two games, the one in Cleveland and the one before in Oakland and at Golden State, I think they were manipulated by the NBA. And when I say the NBA, I mean the league and the league office and the officials. And did you see, I guarantee you that this guy who runs the NBA now, Adam Silver, I guarantee you this guy had high security last night. Because once the game was over and he presented the trophy, he didn't stay on the stage to celebrate a little bit and talk to anybody. He presented that trophy and he was like, "Let me get out of here." They had already booed him when he got on stage because, you know, it's ridiculous the way that the NBA moved this series to seven games. I mean, they aren't even trying to be transparent about the situation anymore. They just do it how they want to do it and let the chips fall where they may. But I believe that the NBA pulled strings to push this series to seven games. Now, I don't think you could pull strings as far as these guys hitting 40 points in a night and stuff like that. But as far as cutting the other team down the size by, you know, you're calling fouls and you're putting the NBA's most valuable player on the bench. And I believe that because of that, he could never. He was out of rhythm for the rest of the series. These last three games that Steph Curry had, he was well out of rhythm. And I think a lot of shots he usually makes, he was rushing. And they just weren't the same team. I mean, you can say that that fifth game when the NBA suspended Draymond Green, I believe that's all a part of it, okay? I don't think he should have been suspended for what he did. The next game, they went to Cleveland, and then they put the NBA's most valuable player on the bench most of the game. The people, we want to see LeBron play, of course. We want to see Steph Curry play, of course. Those guys are the faces of these teams. That's who the audience wants to see. But when you pit the referees against one of them and put them on the bench and they don't play most of the game, that's not real good. And I believe this, and it's my opinion, is that the NBA rigged some games over the series to push it to seven games. Tell me what you think. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, and you can call that number, listen live, and then if you want to talk, comment, or give your opinion on the game, press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can say your piece. And so with that being said, again, I give Cleveland their props. They won the game fair and square on yesterday. Again, that was a great game. Cleveland's not my team. I'm not a LeBron fan. Golden State is not my team. I'm not a Steph Curry fan, okay? But I love the game. I love basketball. But when you see, blatant stuff like this, you start to think that the league is rigged, okay? You start to think that the league is rigged. I remember a while back, and I know some people that are close to me know how passionate I was about the NBA back in the day when Magic Johnson threw the championship back when he was playing. When he played against the Detroit Pistons and his buddy Isaiah Thomas, he threw a game. And I saw it with my own eyes because I was watching the series. Okay? How many people, and I'm not going to let us get on this long, but how many people do you know, since you've been watching the NBA, how many of those NBA players have had hamstring injuries? I guarantee you can go through the whole NBA, all 32 teams or however many teams there is, you can go through all the teams and ask all the guys, have you ever had a hamstring injury? And if so, when did you have it? They don't have hamstring injuries in the NBA. These guys have professionals that stretch their hamstrings and stretch them and stretch them and stretch them before the game. That's not a common injury in basketball. It is in football because they'll sit on the sideline for an hour and then they'll get in the game and they'll run hard and not stretch out, and that thing gets pulled and they'll stretch it and it'll take them out of the game. But that didn't happen in the NBA. That happened to Magic Johnson and Byron Scott in a game, in a series, and they laid down, could not play. So of course, without two of your best players, the other team, they're at the top of their game. They're going to beat you. Okay? They're going to beat you. And then to flat out point out who's going to take this last shot of the game is I think that's throwing the game. When you tell the other team who's going to take the shot, throwing the game. So I think that happened back in the day. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, you can press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air. We're talking about the NBA and how they rig this series. Now, I know it's something that a lot of people say. I can say it because I have a platform. I have the show. You can say it. You have the show. You can call in and you can say whatever you want about the show. I'd like to hear from you, Cleveland fans, Golden State fans, whomever you are. Call into the show and tell us what you think. And again, that NBA commissioner got booed last night, and as soon as he laid that trophy, you know, as soon as he presented that trophy, you know, his ass flew off the stage. Like I said, I'm sure he had high security last night out there in Golden State after Cleveland came in and won the game. Again, I'm not throwing any shade on the Cavaliers or anything like that. They won the game, and it was a great game. But the games leading up to that game were horribly officiated, and it was just blatant, you know, how they rigged the game and messed it up for so many of the fans. So, again, 818-301-5834. Now, the second half of the show, I wanted to talk about a way that you can get out of debt and be debt-free in 2 years. A lot of people out there, you know, it may not be you guys, I may be preaching to the choir, but there are a lot of people, including myself, that had mounds of debt. And I ended up having to sit down with a financial planner and start to understand where my money was going. Okay? And, you know, the hardest thing for me was to put all my bills together. It's food, gas, credit cards, everything I was paying money out of the house for. I had to write it down on paper. And as far as the credit cards go, which is what I want to talk about, and I had to write down my debt, my credit card debt, what I owed, my balance. Yeah, you know, that's what I owe my balance and my monthly payments on those cars. So the first thing, that's what I had to do. I had to put everything together and sit down with my financial planner and show him everything I had. Now, when you think about it, you know, you can't get away from buying gas for your car. You can't get away from food. You can't get away from water and electricity and gas at the house, stuff like that. I mean, that's, you sit that to the side, because those are necessities and things that you have to buy. You can't get around that. But credit cards are the biggest debt in America right now. And then when you think about it, money is the number one reason for divorce now. So if if you and your spouse are having money problems right now, I'm not saying that that's, you know, you're gonna end up in a divorce soon. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is statistics show that the number one reason for divorce, more than anything else, more than infidelity, more than being gone all the time, more than anything else, money is the number one cause for divorce. Okay, and when you don't have money, it causes problems in your life, even if you're single. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. And the number one reason with financial problems is credit cards. So let's say you have four credit cards, and you have $8,000 balance on two of them. Okay, $8,000 balance on two of your cards. Okay, so that's $16,000 right there that you have in credit card debt. And say the last two, you have $2,400 on the last two of them. I'm just throwing out numbers here. And let's say your payment on $8,000 is $102 a month on each one of those. And your payments on the $2,400 ones are, let's say, $65 a month on each one of those. Okay. Now, what my financial planner told me to do, he said, Frank, look how much interest you're paying in these credit card payments. So if you're paying $102 a month on these $8,000 balances, you're probably paying about $60 a month in interest, okay? And on these $65 payments, month, you know, minimum payments on the $2,400 balances, you're probably paying $42 in interest. That's a lot, right? So you're actually on these last two, you're paying $23 a month. If you're paying $42 in interest and your low payment is $65 that you're paying, and you're paying $42 in interest, that means you're paying $23 in principal, $2,400. Okay, and if you got $2,400 balance and you're paying $23 on that balance each month, okay, $23 goes into $2,400. You're looking at 100 and something months before you pay that $2,400 off. 100 months, that's well over 5 years. So you're looking at maybe 5 years is 60 months. So if you don't charge anything else on that $2,400 payment, $2,400 balance, then you're looking at, you know, paying that for 5, 6, 7 years before you get that $2,400 paid off. That's ridiculous, right? And as far as the $8,000 goes, you're paying about $40 in principal each month. You're looking at paying that off in about 8, 9 years for an $8,000 balance. That's how credit cards work. That's how they make their money. Now, let's turn this thing around, right? You want to turn it around, so let's turn it around. Let's take the lowest balance, which is the $2,400 balances. You take the lowest one. Say you're paying $65 on each one of those. That's your minimum payment each month. If you can take something, If you can take another $20 bill out of your budget to this $65, you'll be paying $85 a month on that last $2,400 credit card, right? I'm not doing the math on it, but you'll pay that off in a lot less time, paying $85 a month. That'll be another $40, almost twice the amount of principal that you were paying before. So you'll get that paid off in, what, 2.5 years, right? Or 2 years. You'll be away from that $2,400 payment, okay? You take that $85 that you were paying on that one to that next balance that you were paying. You were paying $65 a month minimum payment on that. Now you add that $85. Now you're paying $150 a month on this $2,400 payment. You get that paid off so quick, it'll make your head spin. You take that $150 that you were paying on that. You don't take that $150 and say, I got another $150 now to spare each month, so I'm going to go out there and buy me a couple of pieces of furniture, and then I can afford to pay $60 a month. No, you can't. You take that $150 that you were paying, that you got those last two smallest balances paid off with, you take that $150 and say, nah, I'm not buying any furniture. I'm going to take that $150 and add it to the $60 payment that we were paying on the $8,000 balance. So now you're paying $210 a month on $8,000. How fast can you get rid of that? So if you take this money and start to crawl it up and crawl it up, don't look at it as money you got extra. Take that extra money and add it to the lowest credit card balance that you have. You keep paying your minimum balance and you add $50, $60 to that. See how fast that debt goes away. So we did that. We took all whatever extra money we had and added it to our minimum monthly payment that we were making on our lowest credit card. That's what he told us to do, your lowest credit card. Get after that thing and eat it up. Chew it up. Get rid of it. Once you get rid of that smallest one, you take all that money that you were paying monthly on that one and add that to your minimum balance, your minimum payment that you were paying on your next lowest credit card. And that'll two or three times that minimum payment. That'll triple that minimum payment. So you'll be paying a lot more in principal each month. And that's what chews your balance down. And if you do that and keep pushing up, you'll get out of debt really, really fast. We're looking at two and a half years that you could be totally debt free. If you get after it and, you know, stay disciplined about it and continue on your goal path, you'll get it paid off really fast. And that's exactly what he told us to do. And that's what we did. A few things we had to get rid of right off the bat were things like, you know, we were paying a young lady to come in and clean the house twice a month. Okay, that was over $100. He said you got to cut that out. Clean your own house. So that was $100 and something that we could add to that minimum payment that we were paying every month, that we were paying every month on our lowest balance credit card. He said we had to stop doing that. Clean your own house. I was paying somebody to come and do my yard at least once a month, maybe twice a month. That was another, if he came twice a month, that was another $100. He said, get you a lawnmower. I already had a lawnmower. He said, get you a lawnmower and cut your own grass. Well, I already got a lawnmower. He said, cut your own grass. So that was another. So that was $200 and something right there a month, spending out on something that I could do myself, that I could push on that lowest credit card. Y'all with me? So sometimes you have to sit down with someone and let them look at what you have. And I'm not saying I'm some kind of financial genius or nothing like that at all. I'm just seeing what happened to me. And sometimes you have to sit down and talk to people that know about money, and you start to understand what you have in your hands, because you make enough money to not be in debt. I'm not saying don't have a credit card, don't have any debt, because you need a couple of credit cards and you need debt, because that's the only way you're going to, you know, get credit, is to have debt. That's funny, isn't it? But that's the only way you're going to get credit, is to have debt. And so you need a couple of cards, but you only need those balances shouldn't be more than 30% of your line of credit. Okay, so if you got a $6,000 line of credit, your balance on that credit card shouldn't go over $2,000 or $1,500 the whole way. You shouldn't be more than that. You shouldn't owe more than that on a $6,000 credit card line of credit. So you think about that, and you try to get it down, or you know, at least try to get it down to below 35% or 30%, below 30% of your line of credit. And that'll keep you in good standing and on good credit terms with the credit bureau. You'll have good high credit score on your credit if you can keep it below 30%. And like I said, once you get out of debt, you keep two of those credit cards, two of those good credit cards, you keep those, a Visa and a MasterCard, or a Visa and American Express. You keep those and use them every now and then. So, and then once you do that, and then now you don't have these huge, you know, these big payments, and then you've got money on the side. And you take that few $100 and put it in a savings account each month and start to save for things like car breaking down or something, you want to take a trip at the end of the, summer. Then you'll have money sitting over in savings where you can just pay for it cash, pay for your car to get fixed cash. You don't have to put a vacation, a week vacation on a credit card, you know? So think about those things. Handle it that away. And I believe that you can be out of debt within the next 3 years. Think about it. By 2019, you can be totally, totally debt-free. Well, if you think about being debt-free right now, what if you didn't have to pay any payments on your credit cards? I don't know how many you have. Some people have more than others. But if you didn't have any payments on none of these credit cards, you can have extra money that you're putting into a savings account, or you're putting under your mattress, or whatever you want to do with it, every single month. And it'll build really fast. So think about that, guys, and try to work that out. And maybe you can sit down with your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever and talk about it this evening and see what she has to say. A lot of women that are better than us guys at money. Then some are not. So Just think about that, guys, and do it. Let's see, and just, you know, slow down on the balling. You know, some people, I listen to some guys, some of these younger guys talk, and they out there, you know, buying these Jordans every month, and every time the Jordans come out, they got to get them, and they putting these high-dollar earrings in their ears and buying these swanky clothes that they think are, you know, just off the chain. Well, to me, I may see you wearing a pair of Jordans. I may say that. I may see that. But the jeans you have on or the shirt you have on, or I don't see what kind of shirt you have on. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a polo on and or something, I may see that symbol. But other than that, I could care less what kind of shirt you have on. And your jeans, I don't know what kind of jeans you're wearing. You may be wearing some regular Levi's. You may be wearing some regular Lee jeans or whatever. I don't see that because you got them hanging below your butt. And then your shirt's all hanging out, and it's covering everything you got. So, no one can see what you're wearing. So why spend all your hard-earned money on buying these high-dollar clothes, buying these high-dollar shoes? Y'all just balling out of control. And when you start to ball out of control, the next thing you know, hey man, let's go out and get a bite to eat. Ain't got no money, ain't spend no money on no food. Ain't got no money to go out and eat nowhere. I'll eat at home. That's why. Cause you got on Jordans. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll be back in 23.5 hours. And again, congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They won it fair and square on last night. Great game. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you on the other side. Yeah.
Chitty, bang, bang.
That's me.
Rolling with your nigga, Nate. You know these niggas straight bang. Big J. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Don Chitty.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling in my room. I stay sweet. Ain't nobody balling like me.
It goes mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies this wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tides. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moonwalking shit. I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down five. Only around my block on the weekend. All we do is chase bad. All we do is take chase bad. Oh, that's me, the weed is the crime. Stop, then I just say no. Then I just say no. 3 girls a day, that's my limit. Out of control.
Now whether you like me or not, whenever I drop, you know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks, I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a side.